Our final conversation of this Thursday evening is with adventurer Richard Kohler, who's waiting for the right weather in the next few days to start something which is really quite odd. He is planning to become the first person to paddle a kayak solo and unsupported across the Southern Atlantic Ocean. Joins us now from your kayak in Granger Bay, Richard, or in greater comfort?
No, from my kayak in Granger Bay. Thanks, John. Hi.
Look, I mean, it's pointless to ask an adventurer why they're doing something, because they're adventurers, and that's what adventurers do. They go on adventures. Why this particular one? Obviously, you're comfortable in a kayak, because it was about 10 years ago, I think, that you paddled solo the circumference of the South African coastline.
Yeah, that's right. I think, a little bit less than 10 years. But my background originally was sailing. I spent 20 years sailing around the world. So my comfort zone is actually on the ocean. And then early 2000s, I started doing a lot of kayaking. And I've always had this wish to go across an ocean on my own. So I thought, why not combine the sort of two and paddle a kayak across the ocean? And that's where it comes from.
It has to be an ocean. It couldn't be something like the Mediterranean Sea, which would be a lot calmer and less dangerous.
What you say is less dangerous. I don't know. In the middle of the ocean, there's nothing there to really worry about. You know, Mediterranean, there's ships and people and all sorts of other bits and pieces.
I suppose. Kayak, I mean, I have a mental picture of a kayak. I presume that's not what you will be paddling across the Southern Ocean in.
No, I think the term kayak is just because I'm using a pair of paddles, double-sided paddle, to propel myself. It's 8 meters long, it's about a meter wide, and it has a really luxurious cabin on the front where I can crawl into and lie down. And that's about it.
Solo and unsupported. So you start, I don't know how long it's going to take you to paddle out of sight of the coastline, but then that's it until you arrive at your end destination, which is?
Salvador. It's not Rio, as a lot of people think. I've been to Rio, so I thought a different destination. But I also think it's a little bit easier to get to than get to Rio, being a little bit further north. And, yeah, being solo and unsupported, it's nice to have everything and plan A's and plan B's all with you. Trying the challenge of making sure everything works, and if something does go wrong, you've got to sort it out yourself. You don't have to rely on other people. And that's the exciting part.
It could take you as little as 2 months. It could take you closer to 3 months. So you have to go with enough medicine, enough food, enough water, or the equipment to make enough water for yourself for up to 3 months.
And that's right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's as a challenge.
Yeah, the probably the easiest part for me is once I've left and the stress of the organizing and everything is behind me, and I paddle away from the coastline and I can sigh a breath of relief.
What is the biggest danger here? I mean, or the biggest challenge? Is it mental, being alone in a very cramped space for that long, for 2 months to 3 months? Is it ocean shipping that might not spot something as little and as low down as your craft will be? Is it the risk of big seas? All of the above, John.
I think it's pretty much all of those. Probably the most challenging will be my own mind and my body, just what I'm going to put through my body through with the salt sores and the sunburn and the blisters and the uncomfortableness of living on a cramped boat, and how I'm going to deal with that. So probably the toughest thing I'm going to have to contend with.
And the other stuff is tough as well, but not in your mind at the moment as much of a mountain to climb as what you've just told me.
Yeah, I think the other stuff, you know, shipping, we have modern technology. As far as the kayak goes, it's really got modern technology on it. It's got what we call an AIS, automatic identification system, which sends a signal out every half a second to other ships and looking for other ships to receive a signal. So I'll know where other ships are. They'll know where I am. And even if they can't actually physically see me because I'm so small, they will know that there's something there that they should be avoiding and they can call me up on the radio as well. So yeah, those are all taken care of. It's really the mental and physical aspect that I have to deal with.
And the winds and the waves, the roaring 40s, the furious 50s, the stupendously silly 60s. I don't think they've given it that name.
The screaming 60s. I'm certainly not going to go down that far south. I pretty much leave Cape Town and head north and head towards the subtropics, where you're following the trade winds. You can't paddle a kayak against the wind, because when you stop and you rest, you just go backwards again. So I've got to rely on Mother Nature to give me a helping hand with following seas.
Stop and rest. I mean, what's the plan? To paddle until you get tired and then secure the boat and have a kip until you wake up and do it all again?
Yeah, it's precisely that, yeah. And hopefully when I am kipping, the boat will move adrift in the right direction.
What are the chances that it might not, Richard? What are the chances that you might have winds that are not in the right direction?
The majority, I would say 98% of the time, the winds will be in the right direction. The concern, and that's why I'm sitting waiting for the weather to improve, with these cold fronts that are coming through and this whole of the next week, pouring with rain, with sort of uncharacteristic, unseasonal, strong north and southwesterly winds. So I've got to wait for these to abate before I can get the nice southeast trade winds to start blowing and get a benefit from that.
Well, not many people would dare to do what you are daring to do, and you sound wonderfully relaxed about it, and I hope that when you arrive, you are as relaxed as you sound now. Good luck.
Thank you, John. I'm sure I'll be even more relaxed.
I'm not so sure. OceanX kayak adventurer Richard Kohler, thanks for talking to us.